Hi, everyone. This is Lynette Whiteman, and this is a Caregiver Summer Escape, which is a special series sponsored by the Caregiving Podcast Network. Today's summer escape is called Flying Lessons. If you do get a chance to take a trip this summer, planning ahead and knowing some tips can make a huge difference. It can make the difference between the trip producing increased stress for you or having it be an experience that will actually give you a chance to see friends, relatives, or new places. If you are flying with the person you are caring for, there is actually a TSA department called TSA Cares. Who knew? They are designed to help travelers with limitations get through security as easy as possible. Their call center telephone number is 855-787-2227. And if you Google TSA Cares, their website will come up. I called the number and it actually does work. They suggest applying for a TSA pre-check several weeks before the trip. It costs about $85 and lasts for 5 years. You get to go on a special entrance and you are not required to take off jackets, shoes, or belts, or unpack laptops. In 2018, 92% of pre-check travelers waited under 5 minutes in the security line. At the airport, you can ask for wheelchair assistance, generally at the curbside check-in. The airport wheelchair attendant will ease your loved one through the crowd, wait during security, and continue to the gate. One of the kindest things you could do for yourself and for your loved one is to not get them overly tired or overwhelmed. The worst thing for someone with dementia is people they haven't seen in a while coming up to them and saying, "You know who I am, don't you?" or "Don't you remember me?" It's a good idea to give people a heads up about your loved one's memory decline, and if they go down this road, quickly interject with their name. In an ideal world, you as a caregiver would get to go away without the person you are caring for, if that is what you wish. You would get to go away and relax and not feel any guilt or anxiety. Sadly, I know a lot of us are not living in this ideal world. I hope these tips do help you make the most of your summer escape, even if it is not a total escape from responsibility. Thank you for listening. I'm Lynette Whiteman.